Blog Talk Radio.
Yay! Hello, everyone, my freaks and bewitchers. This is the Trickster, and welcome to Taking Over the Math House. I got a text a little while ago from Trinity. Apparently, he's going to be not a no-show. He's just going to be late to the party tonight. So it's just going to be me talking to the walls for the next several minutes. Or however long it is. Ow, God damn it. Son of a bitch. Sorry. Broke a damn nail, man. That hurt. And I ain't got any nails to break. That's the problem. Son of a bitch. All right. So, anyway, since we're waiting on him, I figure I'll go ahead and get the, get my disclaimer out of the way. As anyone who has listened before knows, I try to do this at the beginning of every show. This is my disclaimer. I made it up. I make it up every week. And, sometimes it's weird, sometimes it's boring, sometimes it's funny as hell. I don't know. I'm just weird and I just go with it. So, as everybody who listens knows, or if anybody listens, this is an adult-rated show. This is an R-rated show. We cuss, we swear, we talk about sex and rude and socially unacceptable behaviors, such as alien scope, alien probes, and sexual position. So if you are under the age of 18, you need to get your little ass off the computer or off of your damn cell phone or whatever it is you're listening to me on and go your little ass to bed. You don't need to be listening to this. It is none of your business. You don't belong here. Go. Shoot. Night, night. Bye-bye. Fede do, chef. Fede do. And for any parents that are listening to this and letting their children who may possibly be under the age of 18 listen to this. You're terrible fucking parents. How can you let your kids listen to shit like this? I mean, come on. Oh, my God. But, all right. So, now that that's done and out of the way. Oh, wait, no. Let me add one more thing. We will eventually offend someone, okay? That's your only warning. If you haven't figured that out about this show by now, if you've listened in the past, we don't care. All right? I know I brought that up because there have been a few things happening in the world this last week. And it's too many people are too offended by too many things, okay? This is an offensive show. All right, that's what the disclaimer is for. That's what all of this is, okay? It started out with me being, sheepish and not sure what to do, and it ended up with me being drunk with my sister and my brother, ranting and raving all night long. Oh, and Crazy Lady. Got drunk with Crazy Lady that night. So, never know what's going to happen on this show. You never know who's going to be on this show. Although Trinity has been pretty consistent for me. So, he's actually had Tank on here a few weeks ago. That was, well, sort of. That was an interesting situation. I'm actually hoping. I'm supposed to be going to visit my sister, Raylan. We all remember Raylan, that's mine and Razor Hawk, sister. She just moved recently. She moved back home, so she is back in Louisiana. And I'm supposed to be going to visit her one weekend. I'm driving up to go see her. And I'm kind of thinking about trying to do an on-the-road show, but I have no idea if I'll have signal and a co-host in the car with me at that point. So we're going to put that one on ice for the moment. All right, so now that we got all that out of the way, of course, the gremlins are having a field day. I don't think it's the gremlins, though. Hey, Red, what was it? Okay. What was it? Red called them something. Basically, the space monkeys that he inherited and my gremlins wound up mating. And now we have, what is it? Shit. Oh, mutated alien rats. That's what it is. There have been all kinds of fucked up shit going on this week. I mean, it's crazy. It is crazy. So, three. All right. Well, if you don't hear the clicking sound in the background, I'm actually texting Trinity the call-in number now, which is, if you want to call in, 626-414-3574. And he should be dialing in just a moment. You know, I kind of miss having a touch screen with this because I can hit one button on one side and hit the other button on the other and all goes well. Whatever. I actually got a new laptop for my birthday. Yay! No, I'm not telling you how old I am. You haven't got a hell on that one. It's best if you don't know. Anyway, but wait, come on. I have no idea if he's calling me good or not. I don't see him on the switchboard. Yeah, let's do this. We'll hit refresh and see what pops up. Nothing. Okay. I think he was working late tonight. I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell because he never calls his poor mother. Anyway, I know last week we did Trickster's Alien Autopsy. This week is Taking Over the Madhouse Monster Edition. Well, I'm having sinus allergy problems today. I hate it. Get a monster loogie stuck in the back of your throat, and it's like, worse than a hairball, I bet. But anyway, as I was saying, last week we did the Trickster's Alien Autopsy, and I made the comment that I was thinking about doing cryptids, to which, you know, Trinity, he got me kind of excited about the whole idea. So I've spent a number of conscious minutes and hours over the course of this last week trying to find some of our local mystery wildlife. Now, granted, I don't have a huge list, but I do have some that have been heard of before, some that have not, and one of them that's not really a monster, but damn. A monster in their own right, okay? So, just not exactly sure how to start, because, you know, this was Trinity's new episode. You know what? All right, I'll tell you what. I'll start with the, I'll start with this one. It's not really a cryptid. Hey, I made notes. Can you hear the paper rattling? But it's not really a cryptid, though, sorry. It's more like a legend, a phenomenon, a spirit kind of thing. Basically, it is called a kushma. Now, basically, what a kushma is Cajun French for nightmare, or modern French, if I'm pronouncing it incorrectly, somebody correct me, but it's supposed to translate it basically into nightmare. And it is basically the black hag. It sits on the chest, and it feels like you can't breathe, and you can't move, and you're terrified. But yeah, basically, it's the sleep paralysis. also known as black hag or witch writing. So there's that one. But like I said, that one wasn't really so much a cryptid or anything like that as it was a phenomenon, I guess. And then let me see. Le Fou Follet. Yeah. Le Fou Follet. Basically, it's a, these are the ones, there are local weird happenings in Louisiana. Well, not really local. I tried finding a whole bunch of them around the state. You know, there's all kinds of weird shit around here. You ought to visit my backyard one day. Anyway. let me see. The next one was Le Fou Follet. Basically, it's the Cajun Will-O-the-Wisp. And no, we're not talking about the cute little Disney versions from the movie Brave. No, these are believed to be the spirits of people who died tragically and lost in the swamps and bayous of Louisiana. Little blue floating lights that will lead people astray. Yeah, I know. They'll lead them off into the worst parts of the swamps or the bayous, so that way you fall in and get eaten by gators and get the hell bitten out of you by snakes, or you think you step on solid ground and the next thing you know, you've got water in your lungs and you're dead. Yep. So when visiting Louisiana and you go on a swamp tour, don't follow the light. Do not head towards the light. That is very, very dangerous around here. All right. Let's see. Again, not really sure. I'm not really sure what these are. They're called the Grunch. Not the Grinch, the Grunch. They're from just outside of New Orleans, around swamps and all that. But basically, they're supposed to be a large group of disfigured, dwarf-like people that, as far as anybody can tell, really likes the taste of household pets, livestock, and random travelers. Nobody really knows exactly where they came from. There's all kinds of different theories on that one. One theory being that it was a family that just couldn't stand anybody else. So they, well, you know, the closer the kin, the deeper it goes in, right? Now, the one I was talking about earlier, the one that is not a monster, but you should really be classified as one, is the Madame Delphine Lalaurie. She had a house in the French Quarter of New Orleans, and she, oh my God, this woman was sick. Not just sick, she was, you know, fucking twisted. She would take her slaves, yes, I say it, slaves, and she was freaking sadistic, sick. She would chain people, she would chain them up, her slaves, and she would beat them. She would have them flayed. It just all kinds of mad, hateful stuff. But the problem with it was nobody really knew it until somebody escaped, if I remember correctly, and told the authorities what she was doing. Now, at that point in time, unfortunately, slaves were a hot commodity. And you didn't do that. You didn't mistreat them like that, the way that she did. She was sick. She was twisted. She needed to be hung. She was that, I don't even think a hanging was good for her. And they came in, and they found, oh God, the just, look her up one day, Madame LaLaurie, in French Quarter. And you know, it's really screwed up. Nobody knows what happened to her. She disappeared. So maybe she went back to where her family was originally from or something like that. But look it up sometime. Oh, hey, there we go. Let's see. How do we do this again? On screen, screen. Oh, look. We're live.
Oh, hey, now you on mute.
Ass butt.
Yeah, hi, bitch.
Hey, jerk. Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
I told you I was going to be a little late. I'm also here with Burr at the moment. We're still in the truck. I just realized I have 50 minutes left in the show, so I had to pipe in.
Oh, is that you and Leo?
No, Burrock.
Oh, Burrock. Oh, hey, tell
yeah.
Burrock that I talked to Razorhawk the other day.
Sure. I'll let him know a little later.
Oh, you'll let him know a little later? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So far, we have gone over, I've gone over the Grunch, Kushma.
Oh, man, I missed it.
Yeah, you missed
what?
It.
What? Kushma?
Kushma. Yeah, you missed that one, too. Let me see. I've got, I went over Le Feu Follet. Basically translates into the fool's folly. it's the Cajun will of the wisp. Not the cute, funny little ones that you see in the movie Brave.
Brave.
It's not Disney.
Yeah, no.
It's definitely not Disney.
Oh,
you see, and
thanks.
Then I just
you pay me with what? A little paper ball? Fuck you.
And then I just finished talking about Delphine LaLaurie. So yeah. She was not a monster, but she sure as hell should be classified as one. Psycho.
Huh.
Psycho.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right, so this brings us up to actually
right,
right
on
time.
I wasn't trying to cause problems, but the spring was out.
Oh, yeah? So, what are we about to talk about?
Oh, we're about to talk about the Rougarou.
The Rougarou.
Right, the Rougarou.
Okay.
And it is the Rougarou, not the Loup-garou.
Not the Loup-garou.
The Loup-garou
right.
Is something completely different.
Right. Which one is... Isn't the loop that was supposed to be a female of some sort?
You know, I'm not exactly sure. I need to do a little bit more research into that one. But no,
yeah,
the Rougarou is different than the Loup-garou. So
yeah, there is a difference between the Rougarou
yeah.
and the Loup-garou.
Now, the Loup-garou is a werewolf or a wolfman. Okay. The Rougarou is some fiend. All folks aren't even exactly sure on how to agree on what it is. They just know it's something bad. A lot of the old folks will agree that it is a creature with the body of a man and the head of a wolf. So, not a shapeshifter, but...
Yeah, it's mistaken for a werewolf, but it's Not exactly. It's a very hard creature to differentiate.
It's a very hard creature to describe. And not only that, but they can't agree on how to get rid of it either. Legends say that someone who is cursed with the spirit of a Rougarou is cursed to be a Rougarou for either 101 days, 1 year and a day, or until a young male unbaptized family member stabs them with a steel knife.
There's different ways to pass the curse around, too. I know that much. I forget how.
Right.
I know one of them is supposed to be through a bite.
Yeah, that is one way that the curse
not
itself
quite.
Is passed around. Yeah, but that's one way. Another way is apparently breaking Lent for 7 years if you're Catholic. It has to be 7 years over that you break Lent. So.
Well, you know, I'm not Catholic.
All you wayward souls to church. If you don't want to become a Rougarou. But.
Especially if you're down here on the bayou, yeah.
Oh, down on the bayou. Yeah, they're, apparently, they run wild all over Tangipahoa, St. Tammany, Orleans Parish, Jefferson Parish. I mean, Livingston. They
they're all over the place.
They come out of Livingston Parish. So,
yeah.
But yeah,
the Rougarou and the Lugarou down here, they're all over the place. Both of them.
Yeah, they about as bad as them, you know, damn cockroaches. Anyway.
Cool.
Yeah. Now, here's something interesting, all right? I was actually finding this earlier. We're going to talk about the Honey Island Swamp Monster. Okay. Yes. I have heard it called a skunk ape because of the smell.
It's like the Rougarou, Lugarou. Even like Bigfoot and whatnot, even the honey has all kinds of different names. If I'm not mistaken, the Honey Island Monster is supposed to know. So
it
the
has
Honey Island
no
Monster and the
Rougarou at all.
Well, no. I was saying like as far as name wise, but you mentioned that you've heard it referred to as a skunk ape. I mean, there's all kinds of little critters that we have around here that have multiple different names. The Honey Island Monster being, Honey Island, the Honey Island Monster, Skunk Ape, so on and so forth.
Right. But look, listen to the description of this thing, okay? The first eyewitness account was back in 1963. And this guy and his friend went back to take a cast of the footprint, right? So, this is in the swamps and valleys.
I think I remember
that.
I remember this one. I think it's the sighting.
7 feet, about 7 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow reptilian type eyes. I don't want to know how they figured that out. I wouldn't want to be that close to it.
I wouldn't want to be that fucking close. Because you got to think about it. That's like, if it's reptilian eyes, the pupils are small. So in order to actually see those pupils from a reptilian style eye, you got to be fucking close.
Oh, yeah, no shit. Matted gray hair that kind of blends into its surroundings.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like Bigfoot with its ever-changing coat color.
No.
I mean, you even have like...
No.
No?
No. because not only does it have reptilian type eyes, but it has, according to your account, three-toed webbed feet.
See, there you go. That just goes to prove that there are different type of big feet around the entire world that are designed for their surrounding environment. And hey, guess what? This honey swamp monster, or this honey island monster,
is about 400 pounds. I don't want to tangle with that fucker.
Especially in the water with them webbed feet. I'm sure that bitch can kick around.
But it's really funny.
Though the water would probably be a little better for you.
You want to know?
Because you got them long ass legs.
What the lore says they came the honey island monster came from? The crossbreed between chimpanzees and alligators. Further north.
Do I want to know how the hell that happened?
I sure as hell don't. Nope, I don't want to know. Now, further north towards the Sabine River, we have the Sabine Thing. All right. Basically, that is our typical how you envision Bigfoot. That's Louise right there on the western border of Louisiana and the eastern border of Texas is where the Sabine Thing runs it rampant.
Right.
But, the Cajun boogeyman. they're fast, they're strong, silverish gray hair, and a very Bigfoot like, humanoid, ape like thing.
Right.
It was witnessed
And this was the what thing?
The Sabine Thing.
Sabine Thing, okay.
All right. There was an eyewitness account from a hunter in a tree stand. Now, if anybody doesn't know what a tree stand is, it's basically a platform with a ladder built up the side of a tree about 10, 15 feet. So that way you can get a good view of the area down and around. So deer, bear,
whatever climbing a tree, but instead of actually standing on like different branches and limbs and stuff like that, you're standing on a flat platform.
Right. It's a flat platform built up the side of a tree with a ladder that you sit there all day long and hopefully shoot something to bring home to eat for dinner.
Right.
But apparently this poor hunter witnessed the Sabine Thing tear apart a wild hog.
And that's one of the problems down here we have and on the bayou is wild hogs. Them wild hogs are vicious. They are motherfuckers with sharp ass tusks. They will tear your ass apart left and right and leave you for
dead. They will fuck you up bad and eat you when they're done.
Let's
those are the wild hogs.
Right. So let's just say that you have a they can get about 4 foot high. They can get about 4 foot tall, can't they?
You've never heard of Hogzilla, have you?
No, I've never heard of Hogzilla. I'm thinking about more out in the more common ones that you typically see. They can get up to about 3.5-4 foot tall, right?
Oh, they get
so
they get pretty
you
big.
Have this. Oh
if
boy,
you,
do they
if
up
you
to
got,
like what 300-400 pounds?
Yeah. Anybody listening, I'll tell you what, if anybody ever goes hog hunting, boy, you got balls of steel.
Y'all better
have
a fucking 50 caliber machine gun. I'm sorry. There ain't no fucking way I would go hog hunting without a 50.
With bows and arrows, I don't know. But it's freaking sticks and rocks, man.
Right.
But but near the same area. Have you ever heard of the Kisatchee National Forest?
Kisatchee National Forest down here?
Yeah, Louisiana. It's on the way to Arkansas. You and Burrock pass through it whenever y'all go up to Arkansas.
It's been a while since we've been up there, but I mean, sounds familiar, but most likely, yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. I didn't realize, I knew that there was some, all kinds of shit going on in Kisatchee, right? But I didn't know there was this much going on.
Mm-hmm.
There have been, ghost sightings.
There that's any and everywhere.
There have been alien sightings. There have been Bigfoot sightings.
Yeah, Bigfoot's pretty common.
All right. Well, you know, it's a big place, and it's thick woods. We used to go up. Grandpa 718 used to go up there with your Uncle Spider, and we used to race the motocross around there. That's not far from Fort Worth.
Okay.
All right. I've been there. You know, I've spent weekends at a time up there. Beautiful areas,
right.
But boy, is it freaky.
Oh, I'm sure.
You want to talk about quiet? It's like so quiet.
I bet as soon as that sun hits the horizon, it's silent. It's nothing.
No, there's there's some noise, but it's very little. There's not much. All right. Now, not only do we have, you know, alien UFO type sightings, strange lights, ghost sightings, Bigfoot sightings. Do you know what a mimic is?
Mimic. I've heard of them. I know of them.
Basically, a mimic.
I forget exactly what they are, but they are freaky little motherfuckers.
Yeah, they're tricky little shit. But no, basically, there are mimic sightings all over there. And this is the one that really, really makes my skin crawl. Skinwalkers.
Okay, I'll say this. That's not exactly what it is I was thinking. I was thinking more Wendigo, but skinwalkers bad, if not worse.
No, Wendigos actually, from what I've read and studied, they tend to typically stay further north where it's colder.
Yeah, but you got to think about how strange shit has been the past couple of years.
Yeah, but it's been really, really cold. We've been having record blizzards across the U.S. So
that's true.
But yeah, apparently Kisatchee National Forest has skinwalkers all over the freaking place. And they're not just Navajo legend.
International belief, and to be messed with. They are not to be toyed with at all whatsoever.
Yeah, if you can avoid them,
they
avoid
are
them.
Dangerous. They are very dangerous. Actually, see, here's the thing. Sometimes you don't even want to fucking talk to them because you'll never know if they'll actually show up. Because in Native American lore, there are creatures that if you even speak of or mention,
yeah,
They will.
But you see, the
start
thing
showing
is,
their faces.
I knew that there had been some reported sightings of skinwalkers, but man, I didn't know it was that bad. I mean, it's just, whew. And a mimic and a skinwalker are not the same thing. A skinwalker can mimic things, but a mimic is not the same thing as a skinwalker. So there is a distinction.
Skinwalkers actually, the skinwalker actually, I want to say they consume what they transform into before they transform into it. Well, that's just it.
Nobody really knows very much about them, and the ones that do aren't talking. So a lot of the information that we
would you blame
have,
them?
Hell no, I don't blame them.
I mean, if you saw something like that, I mean, like I said, in Native American lore, there are creatures that if you speak of, they will begin to start showing their faces. And honestly, I do believe the skinwalkers are one of them.
Oh, yeah.
I do believe. So you got to think about it. If they've seen it, they're not going to talk about it because they don't want that little motherfucker showing up again.
Again. Yeah. Keywords in that is again. Now, I got one. This one, I wish Grandpa 718 could hear this one. Okay. Mm. This one's kind of personal for me. All right.
It's not the Hootacotters, is it?
Just hold on. This particular creature is from what aminoapps.com Urban Legends Cryptids has called the Howl, H-O-W-L.
Okay.
So I'm going to read this whole paragraph that they have written here. It's a giant humanoid owl creature that glides silently from treetop to treetop, camouflaging with the leaves. It stares with its piercing gaze, awaiting to grab its unaware prey, which happens to be large rodents, small or large cats and dogs, and even smaller, fully grown humans. It lifts itself off the ground with its mighty 15-foot wingspan. 15 feet. Okay, that's like three of me, head to toe. Its night vision is almost better than its normal vision, allowing it to increase its amount of attacks in a night of unlucky passerbys.
Right. Well, I mean, you got to think about it. A creature like that, it's obvious. It's most likely going to be more of a night creature for the fact that.
Oh yeah.
A human or rodent or something like that can see very, very well in the dark as compared to that. It will be able to strike you without you even knowing.
Oh, yeah. Now, most people say it has glowing red eyes. Sound familiar?
Predator, of course.
And talons, like curved, sharp steak knives.
Serrated or non?
It doesn't say if it's serrated or not. Now apparently,
if it has serrations, then I would be, you know, extremely terrified, and that would also like really, really hurt, which would not surprise me. However, there are a lot of creatures out here that are for quick, clean cuts.
Yeah, but apparently, the howl. Or, as Trinity said earlier, the Hootacotter.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Really? Those are the fucking Hootacotters?
Lurks in the tops of pine trees, mainly in the Mandeville area. And the best
no
way
shit.
You can figure... No shit. I thought.
Papaw, you said 718?
Yeah, Papaw 718. Yeah, I thought Papaw
so
718 was full of shit. No, he wasn't.
Oh,
hence
my
the
God.
Reason why I wish I could show this to him. But you can tell what it is by listening for its, how do they put it, blood curdling howl or screech.
Oh, fuck. Oh, damn. You just sent a chill straight up my back.
Hey, imagine how I felt when I found it. I mean, come on. We're talking about my childhood monster. You know? I mean,
you know what we can do at this point?
You know, what's that?
We could at least show Mimi.
Oh, Mimi?
She'd probably get a fucking... She'd probably flip about it.
Oh, she probably would. And let me tell you something. That night whenever Papa 718 scared the hell out of me, telling me about damn Huda Connor, or the Howl, as it's called in this article, Mimi got pissed.
You want to know something, guys?
Oh, what's that?
She can't be anymore.
Oh, what's that? Oh, because...
She
because here's
because it apparently exists.
Well, I mean, as far as cryptids. So
right.
Basically, yeah, I kind of wanted to piss my pants. No,
I was actually mentioning the Hootacotters to be a smartass. I didn't realize I was actually naming the damn thing for what we knew it to be.
Yeah, go figure, huh? Oh, hey.
I was just being a really funny update. What?
Totally off subject. You want a funny update?
What's that?
All right. Now, you know that I surprisingly had at 1.45 listeners in Sweden.
Uh-huh.
1.45%. Red just corrected me.
Right.
Okay. Well, that percentage has dropped. It is now 1.32% of listeners in Sweden.
Okay.
But 1.32% listeners in the United Kingdom.
Nice. All right.
I know, right? So you know, everybody, shout out.
Yep. Shout out to the English folks.
Thank you. Now, if anybody wants to email me, please email me at theraventrickster@gmail.com. Put in the subject heading, the title heading. Crap, what was it? I think it was Madhouse Referral. Madhouse Referral. Yeah, there we go. Questions, comments. And you know what? In fact, here, I'll give you a test on this. I'll give you one to think about, and I want to hear back. If anybody's listening, I want to hear back. Here's the question. You have a choice to make. There are only two options. Each option is going to piss somebody off. Okay, the question is, who would you rather piss off? The dragon or the shapeshifter? So, I want you to think about it. Come up with an answer for next week's show. Like I said, everybody listening, you have a choice to make. There are only two options. Each option is going to piss somebody off. Who would you rather piss off? The dragon or the shapeshifter? Send me your answers in the email, theraventrickster@gmail.com, and let me know what you think. And
you know what, Trickster? You fucked my head just now because they both are very dangerous creatures. You don't want to piss off either one of them. But
right.
Which is the lesser of two evils?
I got to blow out of here. Uh-oh.